If you're listening via either a plugged-in radio or a fully charged device in New Jersey, or your neighbor still might not be, thanks to the storm that hit this past Tuesday, which wasn't a surprise, but apparently the power companies aren't aware of something known as the Weather Channel. I think the total I saw, there were about 1.4 million households when the storm hit at the peak this past Tuesday. It lost power. And the power companies, especially JCP&L, when they're asked, "Oh, when are we getting our power back?" The reply has been, "It'll give us about a week." Which, on the bright side, since it's Sunday, you're almost there. There've been more than 2,000 crews that came in from Canada, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Washington D.C., many Midwestern states to help out. And the president of the Board of Public Utilities said that they had a goal for this past Friday, a couple of days ago, to have 80% of people with restored power. Don't know if they made that point or not. Like to how JCP&L was telling people this past week to not to call them, but to go to their Facebook page for updates instead of calling them. Which brings about a rather important question. If your power's out, how can you do either? If your phone's dead. And obviously your computer doesn't run on solar panels. This isn't the first time the power companies have failed before in storm aftermaths, and they always convene study groups, institute policy reorganization. Did they not invite anyone to those groups? Have they forgotten to maybe share those new policies? So I guess within the aftermath we can expect, a promise to investigate, convene study groups and institute policy reorganization.